This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. For the second straight year, one of the most unusual parades at Mardi Gras was the Crew for $15. 100 supporters of an increase in the minimum wage marched through the French Quarter to spread the word. The GAO finds that women scientists are less likely to win a government grant than men in general, although about the same in the two largest funders, the Department of Energy and Defense. The GAO also warned that many of the smaller agencies are not complying with the necessary data collection. 14% of Americans suffer from migraines. Women suffer from migraines at 3 times the rate of men, and the estimated cost in treatment and lost productivity is $20 billion. Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, has suspended his campaign for president in the Republican primary. Carly Fiorina, former Hewlett-Packard executive, is also leaving the race after failing to get traction in the first two primaries. Cleveland Bundy, father of two brothers involved in the Oregon Wildlife Refuge occupation, has been arrested at the Portland airport, and the FBI says he will face a felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the U.S. from discharging their official duties in conjunction with the 2014 standoff. The remaining four occupiers finally surrendered to the FBI after extensive negotiations. Unknown to most, Liberal Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson, now a candidate for selection to the U.S. Senate from Florida, has also been running a hedge fund simultaneously. Investigations in Congress and elsewhere are noting conflicts. Department of Justice filed a civil rights lawsuit against Ferguson, Missouri, less than a day after the city rejected an agreement to overhaul its beleaguered criminal justice system and address allegations of widespread abuses by its police department. Pandora has the largest number of users for music streaming, but the competition is encroaching. Spotify is said to be arming itself with another $500 million in capital. Apple Music recently surpassed 10 million paying users. Pandora's users peaked at 81.5 million at the end of 2014, declining to 78.1 million in the third quarter. The company is reportedly now in private talks to sell itself. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.